This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. To Akureyri for today's programme, because I want to speak to someone who has been in Iceland and in Akureyri for a very, very long time, celebrating this month her golden jubilee, 50 years of religious life and service. It's Sister Celestina, who is in Akureyri. She's been part of the local Catholic community in Akureyri for many, many years. Delighted to say that she joins me now, celebrating her golden jubilee this month. Sister Celestina, welcome to RÚV English Radio.
Thank you.
So 25 years in Iceland, is that right?
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. But I like to say 25.
Okay, we'll say 25. And you came to Iceland from where originally?
I came from through Iceland. I came from Brazil. I had been for 15 years in Brazil. Then I got a call to come to Iceland. And I just told, when and where should I appear? Then I was told, oh, wait just a little bit. We must arrange the things. Okay, but I waited only 2 days.
What did you know about Iceland when you got the offer?
I had learned at school, but I had forgotten. I remember that I thought, I even didn't remember of the glaciers, but I didn't remember also of the hot spot, all of those things.
Yes. Coming from Brazil, did it feel very different?
Yes, technically it is, you know, but as missionary, I really see God gives me a new country. Now it is also my country.
Yes.
Therefore, I have four of them up to now, you know.
Well, my understanding is that in Akureyri, you've been a vital part of the Catholic community, but you obviously, you engage with and you talk to people beyond the faith community as well. Is that important to you, to be part of the whole community in Akureyri?
Yeah, we had worked with the children, small children, a little daycare for almost 20 years. And I think almost 200 children went through our hands or hearts, we could say. And only three of them were all this time Catholics. And
okay.
The relationship was great and nice, and many families still, we stopped with children 15 months ago, but many families are keeping contact with us.
What other kind of work do you do then? Do you have a typical day, or is every day different?
Yeah, we are a religious community. We have typical day of religious communities. And we are a religious community called the Contemplative Active, because we are Carmelite Sisters of the Divine Heart of Jesus. Our founders wanted to put the contemplative spirit of the Carmel, monastic Carmel, to the direct service of the apostolate and needs of the people. Then we have a really day schedule. We are supposed to live in sisters' community. We are not supposed to work in another establishment or institution. My boss, let's say, must be community superior, or else the sister member of the same community or the community as me. And we have the prayer times. We have 4 hours of prayer life and spiritual reading every day. And then the other time we are serving to those that we take to us, each community, because each community cannot take everything that congregation is doing. But then, for example, our community, we have the pastoral missionary work in the church. We had those little children to take care.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are only three sisters here at Akureyri. Therefore, we don't take care of little children. Mm. We are just on the missionary and pastoral work with our parish. And our parish is all the north of Iceland.
Therefore, I was going to say, what area do you cover? It's not just Akureyri, is it?
We are covering area of extension of 600 kilometers.
Yes.
On the north of Iceland, and we Therefore, we have catechesis not only personally, but also through the internet.
Yes.
And I have 9 till 11 hours of catechesis a week through internet, and I have only 5 or 6 personally.
Okay. So the internet and technology has made it possible then for you to do
It made
the job
really
in this way.
possible. Yeah, and I saw that development in these 25 years, because when I came here and started contacts and teachings, I went everywhere once a month and met children as much as I could stay in every region. And that was it. Then came Skype. Then I couldn't have many people in a meeting. Now I got, I work with Google Meet. That was that I succeeded to learn to use. And I have just as many as I need and as I want. And it works very well.
Yes.
Sure, it is different because children are not here. They're difficult with dynamics with this and that. And somehow it works.
Well, that's been one big change, obviously, in the last 25 years. Well, what other changes have you seen in the time that you've been in Aquileia and beyond then?
We see also the development in the Catholic community, for example. When I came to Akureyri, the parish was new. The parish was established the year 2000, and I came here to stay in May 2001. And so many people that were. And then I got 10 years later, 9 years later, to East Coast was created parish there. Parish was created some year before, but then there was a chapel established that we sisters went there, two of us. And then it was a big difference. I thought, okay, 20 and 25 years, it is not the same, you know. Now when I see here community after 25 years, you know, our church that was almost empty often, never is enough big. A little church at Akureyri, you know.
And this month you celebrate your Golden Jubilee, 50 years of religious life. Does it seem that long, firstly? Does it seem as if you've been doing this for such a long time?
You know, when it is looked from outside, it literally seems. I remember when I was young, postulant in Croatia, in Zagreb, there were some sisters celebrating 50 years. And then it was priest week in Zagreb, and some priests stayed at our convent and then went to their meetings during the day. And one of them, one morning, you see half a century are sisters there. But when I am leaving, and now when I am leaving that,
Yes.
it doesn't look so much, you know. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to God for having me given this vocation, because everything around me didn't show that I was supposed to get this vocation. And also, I am not easy character. Therefore, I'm thankful for those that supported me all these years, you know, especially in the beginning and also during the life. And so I'm thankful to God and to everybody around me that I got where I am now.
So you're pleased that the offer came from Iceland? Did it feel like home straight away when you came here?
I think I did. I did, because as I told, as missionary, I just see that God gives me another country without forgetting the former one.
Yes.
I got, because we Croatians, we are very patriotic. I came to Brazil. It was so my country that people ask me, if the love to the homeland is so big, why did you leave your homeland? I thought, okay, this is mine now.
Yes.
But I didn't forget one. Then before coming to Iceland, I was sent to States for 3 months to learn English, because we were first two sisters of our congregation coming to Iceland. And our superior heard that here almost everybody speaks English, that way it could help us in the beginning. And for 3 months, States were my country. And then, but Iceland was the country that God was giving me in that moment, and it was just my country, you know. I love Iceland. I love the history of the church. One, I have some people learning Icelandic, and then a young man told me, "You should teach us the history of the church in Iceland. You speak so often about history of the church, you know."
And
Therefore,
is
it's
that
my
something you do, then you teach that history?
the people that wanted in Catholic
Yes.
community most. I had some from Syria, some people also trying to learn Icelandic from Ukraine, and but all the Syrian family was they are Muslims, but all other ones are Catholics that came to me, and then we meet just once a week and practice some Icelandic and so on. But
Right.
that man told, "You should teach us the history of the church in Iceland."
And so when you started learning Icelandic yourself, which would have been after you came to the country, did you find it a difficult language, or were you quite, was it quite easy for you?
I started soon when I came. I really came for before I came here to stay. I came to 10 days, I think it was, or 2 weeks visit with my superior, and then I got some cassettes with a missionary priest who had been here before, Father Robert Bradshaw. He put it just there, and some prayers really were. And also our sisters found in States, they found some cassettes and some books also to give me just to introduce, you know. The language is just to be repeating and to not be depending on to be perfect.
Yes.
And
And
then you just use it as much as possible. And it is training, just I call this device. You just discover how to use this device in other
yes,
language.
and you're pointing to your mouth there to show that that's the device that you need to use. It sounds like, well, obviously this was your calling, this is your vocation in life, but it sounds like the job that you have is actually something that you really, really love and really enjoy.
Once I told not everything I did I had loved, but I loved everything I did.
Right, so yes, that
Because
makes sense.
sometimes I was taking care of some buildings in Brazil. It was really not my job, something. But at the end, I loved it. And I loved what came out of it. And
Yes,
I'm thankful to other people that they didn't complain of what didn't get right, you know.
Well, I know that you are loved within the community in Akureyri, not just in the faith community, but beyond as well. And I know that everybody across the north of Iceland looks forward to you being part of that community in 2026 and beyond as well. And congratulations on this, your month of Golden Jubilee.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And God bless everybody that hears us. And please pray for me.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.